an interim committee called this year, Senator, to look at tax structure here in Missouri. Give us an overview of the first hearing that was held this afternoon.
Yeah, it was, I guess, fairly well attended here in Lee Summit, and we had testimony from some businesses who have been, you can almost say, assaulted by the Department of Revenue. One was a 40-year business. Another wasn't quite that long in business. One is a dance studio. One was a linen company that launders and rents linens, and another that does uniforms. And in each case, these were companies that had been operating for years, audited occasionally over those years, had always successfully completed each of the audits, and suddenly the Department of Revenue comes in with some new rules. In most cases, that really wouldn't even have been too bad because most of them were equipped to go ahead and change the way they collected taxes. And since they just are tax collectors, they would have just had to change their policy. In fact, in one of the cases, they did that, and they lost several customers because their prices went up. I think it was the dance studio. The problem is when the Department of Revenue comes in and says, well, we've changed our mind, and it's going to have to apply over this 7 or 8 year or 9 year period. And so now you owe us, in one case, $225,000 for a small business with about 20 employees. In another case, it was a dance studio, pretty limited margin type of business, and I think it was $87,000 that the department wanted to collect in back taxes and fines and penalties whenever prior audits had cleared them and said that their practices were fine. In another case, a laundry that had been around for many years, a linen company and laundry, they were assessed $20,000 in fines and penalties and back taxes. In each of these cases, the rules had changed without any notification. And as a result, the Department of Revenue is saying, well, you not only have to start collecting taxes, but you have to pay us the taxes that you didn't collect because we never told you you had to collect. So there's a lot of concern about that. We had testimony from Chuck Pierce, who represents the accountants in Missouri. Chuck had some ideas about what could help change some of these things. And probably one of the biggest issues that we'll try to override the governor on in September, his veto of a couple of bills, one House bill and one Senate bill, that changed the burden of proof. In Missouri, the sales tax issues are one of, I think, maybe the only issue where the burden of proof is actually with the business owner rather than with the government making charges. And so the Department of Revenue can make charges, and it's up to that individual business owner to prove that the Department of Revenue is wrong. And as a result, there's no real incentive for them to settle. They might as well take it to court. They have no reason not to. They've got a staff of attorneys. The business has to hire attorneys. In one case that was brought before us today, a business did hire attorneys, won the case, but his legal fees were more than what he saved in terms of the misappropriated taxation. I think it was a productive hearing. And hearing from the people and hearing the kinds of things that are going on that have begun, you know, around 2008, 2009, and we're starting to see these changes in rules really hurt businesses.
Given the time frame for this particular committee, which I believe has to be wrapped up by the end of the year, you anticipate more hearings around the state between now and the end of December?
There are at least two more hearings planned, Dean. One will be in the St. Louis area and then one in Jefferson City. I don't know the dates for those hearings have been set yet, but we're expecting to hear from local business owners and private citizens who may be involved in St. Louis, and then we're hoping to engage the Department of Revenue on some of these issues when we have the hearing in Jefferson City. They were not present today. I don't know if they were invited and chose not to come or if it just wasn't the chairman's plan to have them here today.